might die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Oh, that sounds good, don't it? Oh, thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Nikki. You know, I grew up in a town, close to a town, where we didn't have anything but a banjo. We called it a banjo and a fiddle and guitar. And I learned to play by ear. And some folks say, what do you mean? You use your ears to play with? No. I learned to listen to the notes and all. And I'm going to get Nikki to get her banjo. And we're going to sing and play a song for you. And I hope you'll enjoy it. Do y'all have a request you'd like to hear? Huh?
They're thinking.
Well, Nikki, what would you
How about The Unclouded Day?
The Unclouded
yeah.
Day. That sounds like a good one.
We were supposed to be here in September, and we had a date with you all, but Hurricane Irma came through Jacksonville, and we were asked to evacuate a nursing home out on the beach, Ponte Vedra. So we had to call and cancel, and this was the first time we could come back.
We were part of moving over 100 people. I drove one of the buses. And the bus had been modified to hold wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. And we had 14 wheelchairs in that bus and some of the staff. And it was such a pleasure. And so we moved the people from Sawgrass Village down in Ponte Vedra. It was called Vickers Landing. And we moved them all the way west of Lake City to a camp called Camp Weed, and they had all the facilities to take care of people there. Well, did you?
Oh, you did. Some came
oh,
in here.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful.
40.
About 40.
Well, then you understand what we all were going through.
Well, everybody was moved out of the flood zones and all, and but we got up there and got everybody all settled in, got a phone call and said that the eye of the hurricane had moved farther west and was heading straight for us. So what we did, we had to load everybody back up.
8:30 at night.
Yes, and move them all the way down to World Golf Village.
They were all in their pajamas.
And it was quite an experience, but you know, I don't know how you feel, but I feel good when I'm able to help someone. I feel good when I'm able to make a difference in someone's life.
Yes.
I feel good when I'm ready to help anyone, regardless of race, regardless of religion or color. I just feel good. You know why we're here today? We're here to try to be a blessing and praying that you will draw your heart and mind close to the Lord.
Yes.
Because he'll make a difference in your quality of life in this home.
He sure will.
It's a beautiful home, but if you don't feel good on the inside, it doesn't matter how pretty the outside is.
Do you know that scripture that says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee?
Right.
Isaiah 26:3. And so we often put our minds on things we have no business putting our minds on.
Well, we all of us have a tendency to worry about stuff.
Yes.
And most of us worry about something we can't do anything about anyway. So why make yourself sick or sad?
Just make the most of today, right?
Most of today.
We saw a little boy on 700 Club. He was on the Steve Harvey show, too, with the little big shots. And he is the worship leader in his church. And he's about yay tall.
6 years old.
So he was asked, how do you manage all day long and all the things you have to do, the shows you're in or the church work or school? And he said, I just take it as it comes, one thing at a time. That's the way he did it with his hands.
What we need to do too, isn't it?
That's right. Like that old song, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. Well, this song, The Unclouded Day, we're not going to have any tears in heaven, no rain, no storms. Everything will be peaceful, loving, wonderful.
How beautiful heaven must be, huh?
Amen.
Oh, the land of clouds. Ever come again. sing.
Oh, the land of cloudless days. Oh, the land of an unclouded sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
One more time. Tell me of a home. There's a lot of songs that's been written about heaven. There's an old song called "This World Is Not My Home." Some folks think that this life is all there is to it. But you know, God's got more than just these few years we spend on earth.
That's right.
He sent His Son that we may have eternal life.
Amen.
He sent His Son that we may be healed.
Amen.
One day, in a moment, the Bible says, in a twinkling of an eye, when the last trumpet sounds, that the graves will open up. The dead in Christ shall rise. That means that God started out taking the dust of the earth when He made Adam and Eve. And now He's going to take our remains, the children of the Lord, and He's going to take those remains, whether they be ashes, bones, or whatever, and He's going to give us a glorified body, one that will never get old again or suffer pain. Got some good things. God's got some good things for the believers. He's got some awful good things. And I find peace as I grow older. I find peace in the knowledge that there's a better day coming for me. There's a day coming when I'll never have another ache or pain in my body.
Amen.
And there'll be a new heaven and a new earth where there'll be no hatred, no racism. There's coming a better day for the children of God. And Jesus came to make a way for that. So many people believe, well, all religions lead to God. All roads lead to God. When the Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm going to believe the Bible. I'm going to believe that if I do it God's way, I have a reward in heaven. And God shall wipe away the tear from our eyes, and there'll be no more sadness. What a day that'll be when our Jesus we shall see.
Amen.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Tell my trophies at last I lay down. Oh, I will cling to today. Come to Him with your heart and just give yourself to Him.
Amen.
You'll be glad you did.
Amen.
You'll be glad you did. Nikki, why don't you sing that song for us, One Day at a Time?
Okay.
Is that what y'all doing?
Taking one day at a time.
Don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself one way or another.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your faith and trust in someone that can really help you, that will give you a lasting peace.
Amen.
A lasting joy.
Amen.
All right, here we go.
We have the best friend in the world that we can walk with and talk with and listen to, see what Jesus has to say. And he says, trust me. I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Lord, help me believe in what I could be and all that I am, all that you made me to be. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day. Today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So help me today, show me the way. Lord, do you remember when you walked among men?
Bless you, brother.
Well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now than then. There's cheating and stealing. There's violence and crime. Teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Lord, help me today to do everything that I have to do. When we get to the end of each day, we'll say, Lord, what a miracle day this has been. You brought me through it all. And then we'll have one more day, perhaps, when we wake up in the morning and we look to him again to help us do all that he wants us to do. That's what I want, don't you? I want to be in the center of his will, and I want him to use me to encourage and lift people up and to be all that they can be in Christ. Are you meeting a new friend, Buck? Oh, we didn't put the handicap sticker out. We forgot. It is true. It is true. We were in the mall one day, and we forgot to put the sticker out, and the security guard came along and put a sticker on our car. And you know, You have to go down to the courthouse and prove to them that you've got the sticker, and then you pay $20 for their services for taking care of it. So we thought we would never do that again, and we're so sorry. I remember years ago when I was about 35 maybe, And I wanted an ice cream cone. And there was only one parking space close to the ice cream store. And so I thought, oh, I'll just jump out, get my ice cream cone, and get right back. And nobody will need this handicapped spot. Well, I got in there and back out real quick, but somebody spotted what I had done, and they came up to me and said, young lady, this spot is for those who are handicapped. Yes. There's a song that says, oh, say, but I'm glad. Do you remember the day that you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus? Oh, it was just such a special day for me. April 4th, 1978. There is a song in my heart today, something I never had. Jesus has taken my sin away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. So glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Wonderful, marvelous love he brings into a heart that's sad. Through darkest tunnels, the soul just sings. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Are you glad?
Let me see your hands. How many is really glad today?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Isn't it good to be alive?
It is. It's good
to be a
Christian.
Top of the grass look better than the roots?
Huh? Sure does.
Well, I can't leave without opening up the Bible for a moment.
No.
I want to thank you for being here today. How many's enjoyed our time together?
Thank you.
Well, be sure and tell your act, because we're here to be a blessing, and we're not here to cause any problems at all.
No.
And so I just want to always be humble and be willing to humble myself in front of God and in front of people. In the book of Romans, there's something I've been talking about today, and I think that when you look at me, you don't see a man that's ashamed of God.
Amen.
You see a man that's very bold in his faith.
Man.
Because Jesus changed my life, and he commissioned me to tell others. He commissioned you, if you're a Christian, a born-again Christian, you are commissioned to tell others about the way to get to heaven, the Amen. Way to be forgiven, to be forgiven. I tell you what, it's always a blessing when I think that God has forgiven me of every wrong thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel so clean inside. Amen. And it makes me just want to tell others, hey, this wonderful man that walked the earth, that was born of a virgin, that lived a sinless life, that took our sin upon him, and they buried him, crucified him. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He's gone to prepare us a place. His name is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Romans, the first chapter, Paul said in 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
I leave that to you today. Don't be ashamed. If you love the Lord, don't be ashamed. Don't hide it. And the people that's sitting right beside of you may need to know Christ as their Savior.
That's
may
right.
be up to you to ask them if they know Jesus as their Savior. If they don't and they want to pray, right then and there you could lead someone to the gospel of being saved and going to heaven.
Amen.
So I don't know if we meet again down here, but if we do, that'll be great. But if we don't, meet me in heaven, because you don't want to miss heaven. You don't want to miss heaven.
Amen.
We love you, and thank you once again for letting us be with you today. We're going to pass out our newsletter and calendar, and we do that so that you will pray for us when you see what God has us to do in November. We have a very busy schedule. But it's been a pleasure to be here at Benton House with you. I don't know whether they call this Orange Park, Jacksonville. I don't know what.
Or Middleburg.
Can somebody help me out? Where are we?
Oakleaf.
We're at Oakleaf, but where is Oakleaf?
Is that the name of a. The neighborhood is Oakleaf neighborhood in Jacksonville, Florida.
In Jacksonville. Okay, we're still in Jacksonville then. All right. God bless you is our prayer. Nikki, sing us a song in closing. And I'll pass out the news.
Give thanks. With a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
Thank you for letting us be with you today. May the Lord bless and keep you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless your heart.